Hello, beloved of God. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're starting Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 17 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Now, there were some present at the same time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all perish in the same way. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the men who dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all perish in the same way." He spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. He said to the vine dresser, "Behold, these 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree and found none. Cut it down. Why does it waste the soil?" He answered, "Lord, leave it alone for this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit, fine, but if not, after that, you can cut it down." He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. Behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity of 18 years. She was bent over and could in no way straighten herself up. When Jesus saw her, he called her and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and immediately she stood up straight and glorified God. The ruler of the synagogue, being indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the multitude, "There are 6 days in which men ought to work. Therefore, come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." Therefore, the Lord answered him, "You hypocrites! Doesn't each one of you free his ox or his donkey from the stall on the Sabbath and lead him away to water? Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound 18 long years, be freed from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" As he said these things, all his adversaries were disappointed, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, I do pray for those miracles. I pray for those people who are bent over, who are listening to this podcast, maybe through arthritis or scoliosis or any number of diseases that cripple people. Lord, I pray that you would bring healing. And as we wait for that healing, because we know that someday everything is going to be healed, sometimes it happens here and you choose to heal us. Sometimes it will happen. Well, it will always happen on the other side. So I pray for perseverance for those whose joints are not working correctly, who have chronic pain in their backs and in their legs and in their heads. Lord, I pray for those who suffer from migraines, and I pray for a holy reprieve this week. I pray that you would see my friend and would heal my friend. I'm thinking of one of my friends who has battled migraines for years and years and years, and I pray for respite. I pray for a break. I pray for healing, because I know that you are the God who is able to heal. I also love that you healed on the Sabbath. The Sabbath was supposed to be a day set aside as like a jubilee day, a day of remembering all the things that you have done, Lord, a day of complete rest and rejuvenation. And Lord, here you did exactly that on the Sabbath. You did what the Sabbath was meant to do, and that is to renew and set things free. So Lord, I pray for freedom today as well. I pray on this Monday that we would be just set free before our weeks. We have so many tasks and so many things ahead of us, and maybe we dread what's going to happen, but you can give us the strength. Even if we're not feeling well, you can give us the strength to tackle our day, to tackle our week, and to be productive for your kingdom. But Lord, also, I pray for rest. I pray that you would teach us the power of rest and realizing that not everything is up to us, that we can have the strength that comes from you when we are completely weak. And Lord, I understand that more and more the older I get. It's more of an opportunity to trust your strength. And so I thank you for that. And I thank you for that perspective that you continue to give all of us. Lord, we We want to be the fig tree that bears fruit. And as a gardener who has a fig tree that actually has fruit this year, and I've been jumping up and down about it, I'm so excited. I am going to be very happy about that fig. I only see like one or two or three, so there's not very many of them, but I am so excited. And so, Lord, I just thank you for this parable that you said about giving that tree another year and another chance. And so we lift up our friends and family members who are far from you, and we ask that there would be fertilizers put there and that they would have another chance to know you and to follow you. We pray this in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. This is a sponsored podcast, so it's sponsored by you, my patrons, as well as people who advertise on the show. And so you can advertise by emailing Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com or going to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And I hope that this Monday is a Monday of looking forward and knowing that you are well loved by the one who saved you.